A lot of you know, because you've been with us for a while now, that on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., we feature business matters, health matters, education matters, so many issues. We have motivational moments. And Dr. Stephen Post is going to help us with motivational moments on Monday, April 9th, as he shares with us the benefits and the power of being good and doing good. And I'm telling you what, there's some serious benefits that go along with that. He's going to talk about the emotional benefits, the physiological benefits. I'm telling you, there are some serious benefits to being and doing good. He will be our guest Monday, April 9th at 1 o'clock. I'm encouraging you to listen in. If for whatever the reason you're not able to be with us when we broadcast live on 1550 AM The Voice, WTHB, feel free to go to speakingwith.com and listen online at your convenience. All you have to do is check out this week's guests and topics from 1 week to the next to find out what the discussions will be about, to find out who the guests will be, and on which dates. And then you can just simply scroll down to the date, or if you want to look for the name of the guest or the name of the topic that you're interested in, feel free. And then click on each segment that you want to hear, and you are hearing the conversation that you're wanting to tune into. Those of you who have been with us for a while, how are things going with you when it comes to this whole issue of helping me push these two primary goals of the program, encouraging us to celebrate diversity and building us as individuals, family, and community? And some of you are business people, some of you are in ministry, and as a result, your community is a broader community. It's not just local. It may be local and state. It may be regional. It may be international. And you, many of you know, we deal with community on the local, state, national, and international levels. Dr. Albert and others talking with us about some of the various skirmishes and wars and trade wars, etc., that take place around the world. How is it going when you, because we've been doing this for a while now, and I know not everyone has been here since the beginning, but to the extent that you have been here for whatever length of time you have been here, how's it going when it comes to, number one, you celebrating diversity yourself, and then number two, maybe even at least suggesting to other people that they also engage in the celebration, not just the toleration, but the celebration of diversity, this beautiful bouquet of humanity, both genders, various age groups, various size people, various nationalities, various ethnicities, various skin colors. And when you consider the various shades of brown, the various shades of white, etc., we have a bouquet, a beautiful bouquet of humanity. How are we doing when it comes to celebrating our humanity, this tremendous gift that our Creator has given us, that we call humanity? The dogs are great. The cats are great. The flowers are great. The giraffes and lions and tigers are wonderful. But what about us humans? Well, sometimes we have to work kind of hard at really getting to a point where we begin to see people through a different light. We have to take off one hat, take a hat off of our head that may have us looking through a very, very dark prism and a very, very dark filter, and allow ourselves to be empowered to see people from a more human perspective. Sally Khan, who's worked with CNN and so many others, will be joining us at 1 o'clock Friday the 13th, Friday, April 13th, to share with us some tremendous principles of building connections, building relationships, as she speaks with us from her book, The Opposite of Hate, A Field Guide to Repairing Our Humanity. Again, no need to commit all of this to memory. usually by Sunday, we have the, by Sunday evening, we have the week's list of topics and guests online. And you can just go to this week's guests and topics at speakingwith.com to find out what's coming up, who's coming up. And then, of course, listen online at your convenience to catch whatever you're not able to hear by way of radio on 1550 AM, The Voice. All right, that said, let's wrap up this look at using sugar to treat wounds. We talked about how sugar is cheaper than antibiotics. There's another upside. And this is the one that I alluded to, talked about a little earlier. The fact that as we keep using antibiotics, we're becoming more resistant to them. Back in the UK, tissue engineering specialist Sheila McNeil of the University of Sheffield has researched how naturally occurring sugars can be actually used to stimulate the regrowth of blood vessels. Sugars being used to stimulate the regrowth of blood vessels. Is this sounding interesting, if not fascinating? Wait, there's more. Her research stemmed from her work on tumors when she noticed that one particular small sugar derived from the breakdown of DNA kept cropping up. Her team experimented by applying this sugar to the membrane surrounding chick embryos. And according to McNeil, the sugar stimulated double the number of blood vessels than would grow without it. But of course, these types of naturally occurring sugars found in our bodies are a long way from the type of everyday sugar used by Mirandu in his experiments. The dream ticket, McNeil says, would be to find a sugar that could be used in both ways. She believes that's the next step that research should take. Meanwhile, in Wolverhampton, Miranda's plan is to set up a private clinic using his sugar method. He hopes that one day sugar will be commonly used not only by the NHS, but also at public hospitals in some of the other countries where he's been working. He continues to get regular emails from around the world asking for his advice and guides patients remotely over email and texting. His faraway clients sent him photos, or have been sending him photos of their results, along with their gratitude when they're healed. Like sugar, the knowledge came raw from Zimbabwe. It was refined and is now going back to help people in Africa. I think it's great when we can come up with ways to deal with necessities. How often have we heard about necessity being the mother of inventions? Think about some of the issues that have kind of troubled you for some time. And rather than just thinking about the issues and think about how the issues trouble you, see if you can come up with a solution for the trouble, a solution for the problem. Who knows? That may be one more way for you to let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.